next morning, and your clothes are missing, and your mouth tastes like the litter box.
So, what's your name again?
The Buzz.
John, Chris, Lindsay, feel a little mellow right now, Chris. You look a little mellow.
I like the world these days. the world's a fantastic place to be.
Yeah. It's just so green.
Enjoyed the little snack you made with the mozzarella, tomatoes, salami, and Melba toast.
Well,
that's
yeah.
making a comeback.
Some pissed off guy in a kitchen that decided to make bread so damn hard you almost couldn't eat it. But here it is.
And is deliciously poppable.
Mm.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. But if it's poppable, that makes me feel good.
I kind of really don't know what that means. Mm. Low in fat and calories.
And flavor.
I'm really intrigued about this. Let's see, a gram of sugar. Oh, 300 milligrams of sodium. So
it's fucking sea salt. What do you expect?
You're gonna die of a heart attack from the Melba toast. What can you say about the word Melba?
I am not gonna sit by while you make bad remarks about Melba toast, sir.
I mean, I seriously worked with a lady named Melba.
Who weren't she?
Who's the manufacturer of this Melba toast? I don't recognize that brand.
Old London. What? And by the way, her name, and I worked with her too, was Ablem. Her name was Ablem. I'm sorry. And, you know, there it is. There's your box. You can talk to me however you want, but I can serve all sorts of potato salad and all roughshod of crap and God knows what else on there.
I guess the good thing about it is it's so sturdy it won't get soggy. You can sit it out
That's
there
true.
For
you
a
can,
long time.
You can soak it in whatever.
Yeah. Ablem! Ablem!
Okay.
This has been brought to you by the National Melba Alliance Council, reminding you, eat more Melba toast.
What I learned on Gilcrest Drive with John and Chris.
Super duper!
Donut shop customer films bugs falling into glaze.
News of the weird. I don't know where that came from. It's fun.
A customer at a Krispy Kreme donut shop in North Carolina shared video showing a large infestation of insects falling into the glaze that was being spread onto the hot, delightful pastries.
God damn.
You know, I imagine all the overstuffed chowhound American fat asses of Krispy Kreme and their discerning taste. Don't give a rat's ass. They're going to eat that shit anyway.
Absolutely.
I eat it. If it's hot, yeah. I mean, hot Krispy Kreme, can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, a few bugs.
No, put a hot Krispy Kreme on you.
We've had bugs in our mouths.
I remember one time a fly landing on my fruit, and I'm like, as I was biting down, and I ate the fly, but I can't think of any other bugs I've eaten. Have you guys eaten any bugs?
That I knew of, no.
Yeah, I mean, I've completely swallowed some, and why?
Good
Besides
job.
The
Recently.
Worm in a ball
Good
of tequila.
Job.
Yeah. It's the best part.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme High Point. This is Victoria. How may I help you?
Hey, what's up? Hey, I need some donuts.
Okay.
Three dozen glazed.
Okay.
I'm going to need ants, bugs, and boogers, please. Hello?
Hello?
We just called the store in North Carolina.
Yeah. And they don't
that's
appreciate
That's the store in question?
Yeah, that's, yeah. that is the store in question.
That's bastards.
That's us.
All right, let's see if we can get the Warner Robins Georgia store to play along here.
Good evening. Welcome to Krispy Kreme. How are you?
How are you?
I'm okay.
Hey, just in the spirit of Halloween, I was very interested in some donuts with, you know, maybe like, you know, some bugs or fake bugs. I'm okay with real bugs.
We don't have any bugs. I'm sorry.
No bugs?
No.
Well, can you get me some from your store in North Carolina?
No.
No?
No.
So, are you interested in coming to the party anyway?
Can I help you, sweetie?
Here's what we're dealing with. We've got a bug glaze story in North Carolina, and we're really interested in it because we actually eat the bugs.
Okay.
Yeah. And so we'd like to have some for our Halloween party.
I'm sorry. We don't have the bugs, but we do have the monster pumpkin and spiderweb donuts.
You got spiderwebs?
Uh-huh.
Real spiderwebs?
No.
Why not?
Because we can't sell real spiderwebs.
I tell you what. You hook me up with fake spiderwebs and real bugs, and I will double your money.
I'm sorry, but we don't have real bugs here.
You sound super good looking.
Oh my God. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
How many donuts are you seeking to purchase?
I'm thinking about 12.
Of course, just one
I'm
going to
end up with 11 because I'm going to feed you one.
So you want a dozen of donuts?
How early do I have to order in advance?
For one dozen, you don't have to order.
Oh, really? So I can just come
correct.
In there. What is your name, sweetheart?
My name is Fran.
Fran, you are fantastic.
Thank you.
You going to be there tomorrow so I can pick these donuts up?
I will not. I'm sorry.
Well, you going to be there tomorrow so I can pick you up?
No.
Well, how about Monday, maybe?
Monday?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be here Monday.
Fantastic.
And what's your name?
Jeff.
Who?
Jeff.
Jeff?
I spell it with a PH. I do.
Well, Mr. Jeff, it was nice talking to you.
Wonderful.
And I
you
hope
too.
Your Halloween party turns out great.
Yeah, well, I'll be by to get some donuts for you. From you.
Okay.
And for you. And
okay.
on you.
Okay.
See you then.
You have a good night, okay?
You too.
I think she was down with whatever you had going on.
She went home with wet panties, I would assume, or she's going to go home with that. I hope she doesn't put wet panties in my donut box.
She might not wear panties either.
Hey there, this is Chris with the Morning Buzz, and I gotta ask you a question. Has this ever happened to you?
Oh no.
That's right, it's Monday morning. Big meeting with the boss, and you just sharted. Regardless of whether you squeezed an air biscuit too hard or simply had too much coffee, the situation is dire. Your dignity is at stake. That's why my friends at Blammo have come up with a revolutionary product. Introducing the Anti-Shark Kit. Comes with a fresh change of fashionable clothes, complete with clean skivvies, so you can face the day clean and happy. It comes in a beautiful mahogany box with a glass lid and stainless steel hammer, so you can break into it when the need arises and your friends don't have to know. Trust Blammo. Keep you clean. Boy, the dreaded shark. Try the new shark kit from my friends at Blammo.
So we were talking about sharding ourselves here.
Hi, I'm Jeff Goldblum. Guess what I'm selling? Wrong again. Jeff Goldblum wafers, the only cracker that talks when you put it in your mouth. Now, each cracker looks like a tiny Jeff Goldblum, and it makes scintillating conversation. Is that Bree? Oh, I love Bree. I once dated a girl named Bree. She was very lithe. Oh, you're eating me. That tickles. Your mouth smells like black licorice, you know, the twisty kind. Now, before you swallow, did you see No Country for Old Men? It was stunningly bleak, darkly intimate, and most of all, human. Now, you see, you won't hear Triscuit make that kind of conversation, although they are crisp. I'll have to give them that. They're very crispy. Where was I? Oh, yes, buy Jeff Goldblum wafers. Or don't. But I would prefer it if you did. Although, let's face it, one can't always get what one desires. Still, that's no reason not to try. Yes, yes.
Hungry for something new? It's called Tony Calabresi's Throat Bread, and it's the U.S. government's first ever approved food that totally bypasses your teeth and goes straight to your throat. Trust me, you're going to love this stuff. Instead of chewing it as you would with traditional breads, you inhale Tony Calabrese's throat bread directly into your esophagus. Once you feel the product in your throat, simply massage your esophagus with your fingers until it's soft enough to swallow. And talk about flavor. I love the five great varieties of Tony Calabrese's throat bread. They've got original, ranch, vanilla swirl, southwestern, and the exciting new venison flavor. And don't forget to wash it down with a swig of F***y in a can. Hi, this is Tony the Throat Calabrese. I'm so sure you're going to love my new throat bread that I'm offering a 45-day money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied with my throat bread, simply vomit the used portion into a paper bag and mail it back to me for a full refund. Call 1-800-THROAT-BREAD to get your own 90-day supply of Tony Calabrese's throat bread for four easy payments of $29.99. And for a limited time, the first 30 callers to 1-800-THROAT-BREAD will receive a coupon for two free Chort Pops, boneless meat cylinders on a stick with a patented creamy center. Tony Calabrese's Throat Bread. What's in your throat?